Afternoon, everyone. So for those of you who were here last week, we talked a little bit about chapter one of the Pope's encyclical, The Joy of the Gospel. And I want to make good on my promise to talk more about that chapter today. Don't want to leave you hanging. So last week, we talked about how it applies to us individually, okay? And this chapter is called The Church's Missionary Transformation, okay? And this week, I just want to talk a little bit, and I promise to keep it short, okay, on this papal exhortation to us as a community. And when I say as a community, you can apply it to us as a formal community, or you can apply it to us informally as a community, little c or big C. It could go either way, okay, just depending on the circumstances. But I want to kind of focus on paragraphs 29 and 30. Okay, it's a little long, but I'll try to break it up. But it articulates the critical role of communities, and I use the little c here, such as ours, in the continuing renewal of the church. And I thought Paul was going to give my talk like Pauline did last week, but he steered off in another direction and saved me a little something to talk about. So thank you, Paul. But this is about the renewal of the church. And so in paragraph 29, the Pope says, other church institutions, basic communities and small communities, movements and forms of association are a source of enrichment for the church, raised up by the Spirit for evangelizing different areas and sectors. Frequently, they bring a new evangelizing fervor and a new capacity for dialogue with the world, whereby the church is renewed. In other words, when you think of us as a Christian community of God's delight, we continue, as we have over 40 years ago, to play a critical role in the renewal of the church as led by the Holy Spirit. And the Pope goes on, but it will prove beneficial for them not to lose contact with the rich reality of the local parish and participate readily in the overall pastoral activity of the particular church. This kind of integration will prevent them from concentrating only on part of the gospel or the church, or becoming nomads without roots. So what I took from this is, in other words, we must continue to seek ways to work within our parishes for the purpose of missionary conversion, which is the intention here, because that's the primary subject of evangelization. Okay, so Paul talked about the renewal of the parish that's going on in the parishes right now, and I don't care if it's CHIRP or some of the different men's groups like That Man Is You that you might see around, but there's a number of initiatives that are going on. And I think what the Pope is saying here is that we can't just be focused inward upon ourselves and those that the Lord brings to us. And I know that we're not, okay? We understand that we have a mission of evangelization, okay? But because the Lord has given us so much through our own conversion, we must be constantly discerning how we can take back what we have learned in terms of relationships, worship, prayer, service, evangelization, back to our parishes, so we continue to be involved, which is one of the concepts that I mentioned last week. Okay, he talks about the importance of being involved. And I think this is a really strong exhortation that we need to be praying about. Okay, how do we take it back, both individually, as a community small c, as a community big C? Okay, the Lord's doing a lot of work in our parishes. And what is our role to be played? Okay, and if we're not praying about it, then there's no way that we can answer the call. Okay, so, you know, at our core, we're an evangelizing community. If you think about it, I keep going back to Pauline sharing last week. I've gotten so much out of that this week, Pauline. But this is what we were first called to, when we were first called into existence. I mean, think about the lives that were changed of so many individuals and families changed dramatically, not only then, but for multiple generations. Okay. I'm going to change up my talk here, so I'm going to divert. But I wanted to share just a little personal introspection. So, you know, I've been meeting for 20 some odd years with a group of guys, and we meet once a week. We go to mass. We have coffee. Sometimes we talk sports. Sometimes we are working our way through a book or an encyclical. So it you know, varying degrees of depth. But we continue to work together, and there's been a few times over the years where we've participated in something at the parish level. And I remember, you know, one time we did that Man Is You. I think it was St. Monica, and there's another time we did a deal at participated in a deal at St. Rita. And my take from participating in that was that, you know, this is really good, but it's so remedial. Okay, so from my faith perspective and my faith experience, this is really basic stuff. It's like going back to the first grade, okay? And so I wasn't inspired to continue. And then I'm talking to a guy, a gentleman who brings his kids to our youth groups, and I asked him how the St. Rita group was going, and he said it's good. He said, but it's frustrating because there's not a lot of depth, okay? And then I talked to another guy in that group that I actually went to high school with. I reconnected with a few months ago. And in talking to him, and he was all about how great it is, but I realized there was just a lack of depth. There was a basic understanding. Okay, so why do I say all this? Okay, so what I took from that, after it really just really stuck with me, you know, how you just kind of can't let something go. And the message to me was, it's not about what I'm getting out of that program, okay? The Lord has so richly blessed me over the years in my faith formation, and there's all these guys in these men's groups. They're like seed that's been scattered, and are we going to let that be rocky soil, or am I there to help water the soil, okay? And I'm not trying to answer the question as to how we as a community or how you as an individual respond to that, but our parishes are fertile ground, okay? Or they have the potential to be fertile ground. The Lord's doing a lot of work in our parishes right now, and we need to be praying about how are we to be working in those fields. And so that's my exhortation to you. That's what I've taken from this is, let's think about this. Let's really be praying about it. This is, you know, this encyclical is an exhortation. So, I'll just end with the one thing that he said. He was describing the characteristics of what he calls evangelizing communities. And if you look through there, there's about six different lines, sentences where he says an evangelizing community is, okay? Or knows or whatever. But one of the things he talks about in evangelization is they are led by the Spirit. They know that the Lord takes the initiative, but they're led by the Spirit to go forth boldly, expecting great fruit. So that's my exhortation to all of us. Let us go forth boldly, expecting great fruit.